Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jemiah. I'm the supervisor on the floor. How may I assist you today?
I'm being transferred to fraud because I didn't order some merchandise, and I'm trying to just cancel whatever it is. I think earbuds or pods and a watch.
Okay. Let's see. Linda Cleveland, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, one moment.
And like I was telling the person I was talking to a moment ago, I wouldn't say it's fraud. I was looking at a website. This came up, and I was scrolling through. I didn't order anything. So, I don't know.
Okay, so you didn't put any card information in or anything like that?
No, I don't think I did. I mean, no.
Okay. Okay, so regarding the fraud process, what they're going to do is contact your local authorities and provide them with the IP address on the account for them to verify the device that was used when the order was placed online. They will also verify the location where that order took place. If you want to just ensure that no one in your household, any close family or friends, or you didn't accidentally make that purchase before we proceed with that fraud investigation, then you can do so.
So, but the thing is, there shouldn't be any financial information or anything from looking at a website, and all of a sudden I've ordered a watch and iPods?
Yeah, that's why I was asking it. Did you put in any card information on that website?
No.
Okay. So do you want to proceed with the fraud process?
I guess so. I mean, if that's because I don't want to be charged for something that I don't have, that I didn't order.
Okay. So we'll proceed with that investigation. Give me just a moment. Okay, so I'm issuing a refund on all charges on the account. You will see that back in your account within 3 to 5 business days. I am sending the account over to fraud so that they can do the process for you.
But is your account, is it showing that I put in financial, because I know I did.
Mm-hmm, that's the only way that the order was submitted, through the card information being put in. It's showing
that's
Visa
weird.
Ending in 4107.
4107?
Yes, ma'am.
Let me see. Nope. Let's see. Nope. None of my cards.
Okay. Okay, so I am going to send the account over to the fraud department. I know that with this process, they would have did the refunds on the charges for you. If you're, they will get in contact with your local authorities. If your local authorities have any questions regarding this investigation, then they will reach out to you directly, okay?
Okay.
But this account is canceled for you. I do have a cancellation number to confirm it if the representative didn't give it to you.
No, she didn't. Hold on. What is it?
It's going to be C as in Charlie, number 8, F as in Frank, F as in Frank again, 2517, number 6, E as in Edward, number 9.
Let me repeat that back to you. C as in cat, 8, F as in Frank, F as in Frank, 25176, E as in Edward, 9.
That is correct. So that number does confirm that this account is canceled. You'll receive 2 refund confirmation emails to lindasbc@comcast.net, if that is the correct email address. And of course, you won't have to worry about any other charges or products from the company.
Okay, very good. But how does that work if that's not my credit card?
You're right. So do you know anyone with the Visa ending in 4107? Would it be under a joint account or something?
Let me ask him.
Do we have a credit card ending in 4107? A Visa. Did you order something? An iPod and an iPad. Oh, sorry. Never mind. It was my husband.
Oh.
Because I got an email that something was ordered, and I didn't order it, so I was telling them it was a fraud charge. Okay. Never mind.
Okay. Okay. Well.
Which is odd, because he never orders anything. That's why I just knew it wasn't him.
Gotcha. Well, honestly, at this point, I've already started the fraud investigation. I'll go ahead and get in contact with them and let them know that it's not fraud, but you're fine.
Okay. All right. All right. Very good.
Yes.
So he'll still get whatever it is he ordered?
Let me see if the representative canceled it. Yeah, it looks like it's still pending to be shipped out, so he'll still receive
it. Okay, very good. Well, I'm sorry for the confusion. I should have checked with him before. But like I said, he's a CPA. He doesn't spend money if he doesn't have to. That's why I just didn't think it was him.
Gotcha. It's fine. Thank you for calling customer support, sure. And you enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Right. Bye-bye.